Hello, GWA. Just getting back into recording. And I thought I would try one of these little, well, probably the biggest one I've seen so far. Wanted to try one of these questionnaires because, yeah, just because. So I have decided to do Dante Creates 50 Random Questions, because why not? Also coming to you from inside my car, because no, quarantine's not over. It's still a thing. Okay. Question one. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yeah, there are a couple of people who I am friendly enough with that I have allowed them to see other little parts of my life, I guess. Not too deep, but yeah, there's one, and you know who you are, who, you know, I love to communicate with because she's just awesome. Okay. Do I have a crush on any member of the community? Well, I did, I suppose, once or twice. But I really haven't been around much recently. So there's still a few people that I look for, but I wouldn't call it a crush. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? That's a loaded question. Well, I guess that would be like, would that be like celebrity crush or like someone in real life? I don't think there's anyone who I know that I would, if I was given total consent. Jeez. It's going to be such a lame answer, but probably, I don't know, I would probably be like Dave Grohl, but like even saying that, like, just because he's such an amazing, awesome person, not because, you know, I'm an adulteress or anything, because that would be fucked up, because, yeah, he's a family guy, so saying it feels fucked up, but I mean, personally, you know, I just think he's awesome, so it would probably be someone like that. But yeah, never happened, so it's okay to say, because it's only a daydream, right? Okay. Have you ever given or received anal? Yes, I have. I mean, I've received, dying to give. Pegging is on my sexual bucket list for sure. But, yeah, not sure if it'll ever happen, because my husband definitely won't ever let me do that. So we'll see. Never know what life's going to take you. What is your favorite tag? I love a ramble fap. Ramble faps are what kind of got me into this whole thing in the first place. So I would say ramble fap is probably my favorite. Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing, recording? I would love to write. I just haven't gotten, I don't know if I haven't found the right inspiration, I suppose. And I'm still legitimately trying to figure out, like, you know, where I fit. So is there a tag that I would want to try writing or recording? I do very much like, reciting, narration. I like the erotic poetry a lot. I like reciting it, you know, recording that. So maybe erotic poetry, that might be my favorite. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, I've never flown without my children present. So yeah, never had that chance. Have you ever fucked in a car? Well, yeah. That was like, I don't know. I think I've always been a little bit of an exhibitionist. I mean, I used to love car sex when I was younger. Do you gravitate towards rougher audios or more vanilla content? I would say probably the rougher. Definitely, yeah. Because, I don't know, the vanilla is not... Well, in all fairness, I haven't listened to a lot of it. I've only listened to a few things. So maybe the fair answer would be I need to listen to more of the vanilla audio. I just maybe haven't found, something that I really love yet. But I love it all. I mean, I just, you know, if I was gonna, I probably would pick a rougher one. Does anyone in real life know that I write, record here? Yes, there are people, real life folks, who not only know that I record here, but have listened to a lot of my stuff, which is both fun and a little freaky for me, but whatever. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, chocolate chip. For sure. Hands down. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? Well, aunt. Yeah, it's aunt. I'm a New Yorker, so it's, you know, that's how it comes out. Name your favorite video game. My favorite video game. Well, let's see. Jeez. That's a tough question. I am a gamer girl. I've been a gamer girl for 30, 40 years. Oh, Jesus. Atari? Yeah. I'll tell you the game that got me into video games. The very first hardcore, like, addiction that I had with video games was Yar's Revenge. That'll date me. Anyone who knows what that is probably knows how old I am now. Yar's Revenge on the Atari. That was fantastic. I loved Tempest. That was one of my favorite arcade games. But yeah, as far as like, if, I mean, it depends. Home console game? Geez, you know, it's just really hard. Like computer, on a PC game, I would say the old Diablo. I love Diablo. I'm so excited for 4. Diablo would probably be, I think Diablo would probably be my favorite. I would have to follow that up with the original GTA. I spent a lot of time with StarCraft and Warcraft and Ratchet and Clank series is my favorite, absolute favorite on the PlayStation. Oh my God, but Crazy Taxi on the Dreamcast, that was amazing. And I love Burnout. I love flying cars and burning, crashing things, and yeah. I actually work for a developer now. And now I'm on to mobile games, so yeah, that's more than just one game. But yeah, I don't have a favorite. I couldn't say a favorite. I guess Diablo. There's just, yeah, I love that game. Okay, moving on, because I could talk about video games all day. Let's see. Can you juggle 3 balls for a minute? Are they attached to people? No, I can't juggle. I tried many times to learn how to juggle, and it's not happening. I do not have the hand-eye coordination for it. What is your single best talent, if you can think of just one? Wow. Not that I'm uber talented. I'm more of a jack of all trades. I like to figure things out and learn how to do lots of stuff. But I don't have the attention span to focus on any one thing for any great length of time. So I love to sing. I don't think I'm super good at it, but I love to sing. I was raised with singers, so I mean, I guess that would probably be my favorite thing. All right, what direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? Jesus, I don't even know. Where does the sun set? Sunset, rise in the east, sets in the, does it set in the west? Maybe I'm facing east? I don't know. I'm in my driveway. If I threw a brick to my left, what would be damaged? Well, my garage door. That would be, I'm in my car in my driveway. What is your alcoholic drink of choice? Whoa, tequila. I love some tequila. Recently discovered really expensive tequila. Wow. That's my new favorite thing. Really expensive tequila. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Well, I mean, doesn't everyone have like the Jack Daniels story where they drank too much Jack Daniels and vomited and then never wanted to smell whiskey ever again? I would say if anything, it would probably be Jack Daniels. But I can drink other whiskeys. I can drink, I love to drink Tullamore Dew. If I'm going to drink whiskey, that would be my whiskey of choice, but Jack Daniels is no place in my life. Do you drink alcohol straight, for example? Well, I'm not a big drinker. I don't drink often. I drink once in a while. I have a drink every so often. I'll do a few shots. My whiskey straight, tequila straight. I like vodka. Rum. Yeah. I guess I could drink that stuff straight. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how'd it go? Well, I just have to lay there. So it's not really, I would think that drunken sex would be more of a question for the boys. I've had drunken sex in some really weird places, but, sex is, it's just, yes, please. Okay, favorite sex position. Least favorite sex position. I love doggy style. That's my favorite, would be doggy. Least favorite is probably where the one where, well, I mean, wow, would I have a least favorite? Can I say no? I'm trying to think of a sex position I don't like. I don't think there is one. I love doggy style. That is my absolute favorite. Grab my hips and pull. I don't think I have one that I don't like. Jesus. Maybe I just need to try more positions, but I don't know. Let's see. Are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch? I would say switch for sure. Definitely switch. But I don't really think that there's a super, super lot of, in my relationship, I don't think that it comes into play. Maybe, as much as I would like for sure. But, I would say definitely switch. I can go either way. Do you listen to audios? opposite sex from your own sexual preference? Oh, do you listen to audios opposite of your own sexual preference? Oh, sure, yeah. I listen to just about everything. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? Yes, I have. My best friend, well, there were a few times where things, you know, it was just fun. It was just, that was probably drunken sex. But it wasn't like actual sex. It was just like, you know, pawing and whatnot. But awesome, nonetheless. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? Fuck yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm so interested in touching and feeling and rubbing and finding and exploring and shit, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine somebody who doesn't want to have sex or is not having active, I don't know, who's not super sexually active. I can't imagine them knowing more than somebody who's constantly like on the search or feeling good or making someone else feel good. What brought you to this community? Well, I was in a, I was on a remote toy kick. I'm a huge fan of the Love Ends toys. And I was spending a lot of time, in the Love Ends community, toy control community. I was mostly controlling. And I quickly discovered that one of the biggest turn-ons for me was when the guy, whoever I was playing with, was ready to have an orgasm. I would ask them to record it for me on the app so I could hear it. And I was doing this for a while, and finally, one of the gentleman I was playing with said, oh, if you like listening, you might want to check out this community. And yeah, I did. And I think I was listening for, I'd say maybe a month or so. I was poking around, again, mostly ramble faps, because I love listening to boys come. I can't get enough of it. And yeah, that was how I got here. What keeps you here? Well, because I love listening to boys come. I mean, what's not to like? Moany boys are, fuck, that is like one of the hottest things I think I've ever. I love a good moany boy. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? Because it's fun. Because I enjoy it. Because it's a safe way to explore and interact with other people who are into the same things. It's a great way to realize that, you know, you're not the only one out there thinking or feeling or wanting certain things. I mean, I think that's probably one of the most wonderful aspects of this community is, the forum to interact with like-minded people, you know. I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. I'm not that good at whistling. I can whistle, let's say. Wow, it's going to be really bad. No, that's it. I'm not, because I can't. Because I can't whistle. I can only whistle if I'm sucking air in. So that's all you're getting. And if anyone can figure out what that was, then kudos. Can you use chopsticks? No. I'm not good with chopsticks. I try. I mean, I stab stuff. I can stab something and pick it up. I try. I just don't have the dexterity or the muscles developed in my fingers. They just won't cooperate. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? Soda. Yeah, soda. What was the last concert you attended? Oh, God. The last show I was at, I think, was Weezer. Pixies opened for Weezer at Jones Beach Amphitheater in Long Island, New York. That was the last show I was at. That was like 2 years ago. Wow. I think so. And it was amazing because it was the first time I'd ever seen Weezer, and it was the first time I'd ever seen the Pixies, and I've been a Pixies fan since I was a teenager, so. It was amazing. Oh, and the Pixies opened with a Beatles cover, which was insane. So, yeah, that was it. Have you ever punched another person hard in the No, I've never. I've never hit anyone, and I've never been hit by anyone. I've never gotten into a fist fight with someone. So I'm rather proud of that. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? On purpose? Not defending myself. Maybe kidding around when I was younger, not realizing that I was going to actually hurt them. Maybe. But I would never do that on purpose, because hurting somebody is not, I can't. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge proponent of voting, because if you don't vote, you got no business talking about what you don't like. Peanut butter and jelly, yes or no? Yeah. I like, my preference would be crunchy peanut butter, Welch's grape jelly on toast with a glass of ice cold milk. Yep, nothing beats that. Broccoli, yes or no? Well, yes, I like broccoli. Butter or margarine, definitely butter. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore, do not explain. I am a meat eater, period. But I also quite enjoy vegetarian and vegan food, so. Favorite cartoon as a child? Probably Bugs Bunny. I mean, Looney Tunes. That's, yeah, I'm that old. Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? Well, I think that people who can justify cheating, to themselves, I don't think would ever have a problem with it. I have cheated. I can say that, this is a tough one. I can say that if, for certain, if I'm happy in my relationship, then there's absolutely no way I would ever, ever do anything to betray that person. But not being happy in a relationship and always feeling like, you know, you're missing something, or there's something else out there that would be better than, I think is a motivation. Not that people, motivation in the sense that, you know, that you would even consider it if faced with the opportunity, or, you know, not motivation to like go out and find the opera, like that's fucked up. But Yeah, I think that if people are happy and they're with who they're supposed to be with, then I don't think cheating would even be an issue. So, that's just me. Okay, where are we? Ooh, 44. What is your favorite part of sex? Favorite part of sex is foreplay. Definitely foreplay. I think that the buildup and the excitement and the wanting and that feeling that you get when you start to crave the other person, that is the best thing. That's the best. Use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sound. Oh, like kissing and like blowjob sounds. And it's a hurdle I'm trying to convince myself I can cross. It's something that I have not done yet because I feel stupid. Like, I listen to other people's audios and, you know, and they'll do the kissing or blowjob sounds. And oh my God, I'm so impressed because I just feel like if I were to do it, I would just sound stupid. So I haven't tried yet because, because I'm afraid it's going to make me sound stupid. And I really am in awe of a lot of the people who do that and just naturally, like, it just sounds so wonderfully comfortable and real. Okay. Where are we? Has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? Well, I mean, I don't write, so that's moot. Vagina eaters. Ah, what is your best technique for driving a woman? You know, I'm just going to say this just because it's a pet peeve. Boys or girls, if you're going to go down there and go to town and eat that fucking pussy, just fucking eat it. If you're going to put your fingers anywhere, please check the edges first. Please give yourself a manicure. Please use a nail file. Please just smooth things out a little. Please. Cocksuckers. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Oh, I love, I don't, it's hard to say. I mean, I enjoy teasing. I enjoy cock worship would like be like my number one, like, yeah, like I want to do all these wonderful things. Unfortunately, I don't have a very receptive partner at the moment. So it's hard to do a lot of the stuff that I want to do and would be comfortable doing, which is probably part of the reason why I spend so much time here, listening to other things. And yeah. Okay. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. Oh, Eeyore. I have a stuffed Eeyore in my living room, sitting on my entertainment center, because Eeyore, who doesn't love Eeyore? Question 50. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck some? Oh, that's a good one. My neighbor has just started leaf blowing. Great timing. I'm at the end of the questionnaire. Of all the landmarks, which one would you want to fuck someone on? Wow. Lincoln's Lap. Wouldn't that be fun? just like up on the stairs, like sitting up on Lincoln's lap, like, yeah, I could totally see that. Okay, now that he's gonna leaf blow his lawn, I really hope that I didn't bore the shit out of everybody, but well, whatever. Yeah, that's it. Peace.